With Luke Skywalker tonight, we address one last aspect of courage, and that is the courage to believe. Luke, from the very beginning in the very first movie, had to find the courage to believe. What did he have to find the courage to believe? He had to find the courage to believe who he was in the story that brought him to being who he was. He had to find the courage to believe in the Force. He had to believe he had to find the courage to believe that he could be a Jedi. He had to the courage to believe that Darth Vader could be his father. And here we see in this clip the courage to believe that there could still be good inside of that mask, inside of the man that's in there. The courage to believe even when Darth Vader didn't want to believe it. So what is it to believe? What is it to have that deep-rooted sense in you that says, against all odds, against all laws of nature, against everything that seems to be, to believe what you know seems to be true deep inside of you? And I start us with scripture tonight in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. If you don't have it memorized, here it is. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was invisible. There's a great challenge in here, isn't there? It takes courage to believe what it says in here. It takes courage to believe that there is a God who is up there in the universe that created everything that is around us and has created all time. Science tries to disprove it. Science tries to argue against it. But here we have to have the courage to believe this story over what the world so often wants to tell us. To have the courage to believe in all of the things that happened within this, of Gardens of Eden, of floods, of Moses, of parting Red Seas, to believe in Sodom and Gomorrah with fire coming down and destroying every town, to believe that God could work through all the people that are within these pages, the courage to believe that God would come down onto this earth in the form of a human being, coming in through the birth of a virgin woman that would come and walk on this earth with us, the pains of humanity, the disappointments that come with it, that a God would die on a cross for us, defeat death, and rise again. The courage to believe that God can work through any type of person, that God could work through a David after he cheated and committed murder. A God that could believe that he could work through a Paul, even though he was one who killed Christians. A God who believed that he could work through sinners and turn them into disciples. A God that could work through women when they had no place in this world. The courage to believe that the God who did all of this, the God of all the universe, the God of all these stories, would be one who would create us and call us and have a purpose and a need for us. That takes some pretty good courage. But you know what? To believe in something we can't see and can't necessarily always prove in words isn't as difficult as it sounds. I mean, we do it every day. We do it every day outside of our religious faith. I mean, how many people every day get inside of a vehicle and go somewhere? I mean, it takes courage to do that. You get behind a 1,000-pound vehicle and you pull it out into the road and you have the courage to believe that everybody else on the road is going to follow all of the rules and do it in such a way that you're going to be able to be safe, right? I mean, it seems like nothing to us. We just get in the car and we go and we don't even think about it until an accident happens and then our faith might wean a little bit. But eventually it wears off, and here we go, no problem, right again. We get in the car and we go. Do things like rock climbing. This was the one that immediately came into my head. I used to rock climb much more. I used to do it with the rope belaying when I was in college. Almost every night, me and my buddies, we would go to the gym. I had to have the courage to believe that they were going to hold me up every time I fell down. And guess what? Every time they held me, every time I stayed safe, I had to believe in them, not only in their strength, but in the knowledge that they had and their willingness to put their full focus into what they're doing. We have the courage to believe in the people around us. We have the courage to believe in the laws of physics, that every day my feet are going to stay on the ground and I'm not just going to suddenly be without gravity and floating around. We just, without proof, just because of our experience in the life that we've had, we just believe these things to be true. We believe we're going to be okay. We believe that the sun's going to rise every day. We believe that God is who God is. Not because we can put it down on a chart and map it out and show you every proof that's in the book. We can't take a friend and point him out and say, that face right there, that's God right there. You see him, you can touch him, you can shake his hand, you can give him a hug. Now you can believe who he is. It's not always that easy to explain. We can talk about our experiences. We can talk about the times that God has touched our lives. We can talk about the times that God's gotten us through things. And those are powerful and amazing stories that we need to keep sharing. But when it comes down to it, our faith is us believing in something that we can't see, but we know to be true. It is like the force. It is just in us. That which is in us that compels us to love God, that compels us to love other people, that compels us to know these stories, to not just be stories, but to be the true faith of who we are and the trueness of who God is. And so how do we have the courage each day to keep believing, to keep the faith, to not allow anything of this world to dim it, to not let anything of this world make it any less than it is, but the truest of life, and the truest of who we are, to be able to keep confidence in God no matter what comes our way, to keep confidence in Christ and the promise that he sealed on the cross, to know what that means for us, to keep believing despite all odds in this world. For those are the stories that come before us, those who've believed. It goes on in Hebrews in this chapter. It goes on and it talks about the faith of Abel, who brought God a better offering than Cain, the faith of Enoch, who was taken from his life, the faith of Abraham when called to a place he would later receive, the faith of. We have the faith. It's in us. It has always been in us. And now our challenge is to have the courage to believe that faith that is within us has the ability to move mountains if we will just believe in ourselves and the power that God gives us. My friends, will you pray with me? God, we are humbled. We are humbled because you are the God of all the universe. You are the God that created this whole earth and billions of people who have lived in it. You are the God that causes floods and fires. But you are also the God that calms storms and moves mountains. And you are the God that loves us above anything else and would do anything to keep us as yours. We pray to you this evening that you help us to hold on to this faith that we have, to continue to have the courage to believe not only in who you are, but in who we are through you and through the power of the Holy Spirit that you give us. May you be with us tonight, and as we go forth from this place, back out into the real world, to have the force with us, the force of our faith, and you behind us. For all this, we pray in your most holy name. Amen.